Great opportunity each Lent to work to be a better disciple, to love with our whole heart, to strive and seek holiness, to be all in. Yeah, baseball players want to be great. They want to be all-stars midway through the season. They eventually want to make the Hall of Fame. So they work on the basics. And just as us, pray, fast, give alms, it's important to know that there is a comma between pray and fast. We're not saying to pray fast. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. We're saying to pray, and then to fast, and then to give alms. And remember, again, to do that, yes, we want to work toward holiness. We take a look at that prayer. How is that prayer life going in my spiritual life right now? It's good for us to be in communication with God, to go back to where you're courting your spouse, to be in good communication with him or her. I'm sure you talk with each other quite often. I say this in marriage prep. As soon as they see me, when you leave tonight, before you leave each other, you pray together. And it usually gets the groom kind of nervous, you know. He's like, what am I going to say? But they have to be in communication with each other, with God in the center. So even if they start Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, that will be the anchor for their marriage. It's communication that we need. Communication with God. So if we're going to do that with our spouse, our soon-to-be spouse, then yes, we probably definitely want to communicate with God each and every day. We want to grow in our relationship with him. And I talked about that here this past weekend with adoration. You know what? Eat the cake, drink the alcohol, commit an hour a week to adoration. Now, one day, please, we're still going to be praying for that door, right? We're praying for a door to come in. They have no idea where it's at. It could be in Timbuktu. But it's an important door, because it's a door that separates the outside from the inside. But one of these days, we're going to have an adoration chapel. But what we're doing here for Lent, we have all-day adoration tomorrow, every Thursday, after 6:30 a.m. Mass until 6 p.m. We're also adding a holy hour on Tuesdays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. What a great opportunity it is for you to say, you know what, I am going to give that to our Lord. I want to join in adoration those people and to adore our Lord and to come to him, to talk to him about anything that I can. That holy hour, what a great way to strengthen our relationship with God. And fasting, we're giving up something. Again, I said instead of giving up maybe the chocolate, the gum, or what have you, instead of giving that up, hey, I want to give up my time that I usually spend on the computer after work or what have you, and I'm going to go to adoration. I'm going to wake up an hour earlier in order to go to 6:30 a.m. Mass to give that time to God and to go to some adoration. You're fasting in a way with that as well. And then almsgiving. Almsgiving is basically doing good deeds for the other. Doing good deeds for others, acts of charity. Yes, it could be, you know what, I'm going to check and make sure, you know, I'm not making my tithe each and every week. I'm going to make sure I do that at Lent and make that a common practice. But an act of charity, no matter how small that is, one thing to do is to do something kind for someone each and every day. And you know, the challenge is to do it without them knowing. You know, instead of, honey, here's the trash. See it? It's the trash. I'm taking it outside. Okay? No, just to do that. See, I must be in some household there. But no, to get back to basics. That's what Lent brings us, to get into spiritual shape. You know, we look at this, the ashes that you will receive on your forehead, those ashes are a sign of our humanity. They're a sign that we are human and that one day we will die. And we'll have to face God, our judge. And we have to face that reality of our mortality. Eternal life is forever. But our life here on earth is incredibly short. So pray, fast, give alms, give back to those spiritual basics in order to live eternal life with God forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. Dear brethren, let us humbly ask God our Father that he be pleased to bless with the abundance of his grace these ashes, which we will put on our heads in penitence. O God, who are moved by acts of humility and respond with great forgiveness to works of penance, lend your merciful ear to our prayers and in your kindness pour out the grace of your blessing on your servants who are marked with these ashes, that as they follow the Lenten observances, they may be worthy to come with minds made pure to celebrate the Paschal mystery of your Son through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, just checking it. The reception of ashes will be just like we would come up for Holy Communion. We have myself and Deacon Joe, Deacon Doug, and Deacon Robert Falke from St. Regis. Will be two of us in the middle, and then two of them on the two of those on the sides.
From the ashes, abandon the fire of Have mercy on us, for we have have sinned. We've come before you, cleanse us from within. Have mercy on us, Lord.
Create a clean heart for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, O Lord. Take not your spirit from me.
Be merciful, O Lord. Have mercy on us, for we have sinned. We come before you, cleanse us from within. Have mercy on us, Lord.
Have mercy on me in your goodness, Lord. In your great compassion, wipe out my offense. Wash me from guilt, Lord. Cleanse me from sin. Have mercy on me, Lord.
Be merciful, O Lord. Have mercy on us, for we have sinned. Mercy on us, Lord.
Create a clean heart for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not from your presence, O Lord. Take not your spirit from me.
Be merciful, O Lord. Have mercy on us. Have sinned. We come before you, cleanse us from within. Have mercy on us, Lord.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
As the altar is prepared, we invite you to join us in singing our hymn of preparation, Be Still and Know That I Am God, which can be found on page 694 of your hymnal.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the cause of the church.
As we solemnly offer the annual sacrifice for the beginning of Lent, we entreat you, O Lord, that through works of penance and charity, we may turn away from harmful pleasures and cleansed from our sins, may become worthy to celebrate devoutly the passion of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father.